Well, we're well into June now. The summer months are at our door, and summer can sometimes be hectic, especially in church life. And so the elders felt led by God to give us some relief for the summer. Now, what's the basis of this in Scripture? Mark 6:31. Jesus said to his disciples, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat." You know what that's about. Well, the concept of rest and spiritual renewal is central in Scripture, and that's why we elders want to make sure we give the congregation time to do that. The Ten Commandments includes a day of rest every 7 days. It's because God rested on the seventh day and because God knows we need a time of rest. He created us for that. Actually, the literal meaning of rest or Sabbath, Shabbat, means to cease. It means to cease one thing in order to do another. God's rest on the seventh day was not a nap. God's rest on the seventh day was he ceased the creative process and he began to rest upon his throne to rule his creation. Isaiah 66:1-2. "Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me? What is the place of my rest? All these things were made by my hands, and all these things came to be by me, declares the Lord." So God rested on his throne in order to rule the creation. And so the command to rest is not necessarily a command to stay home and vegetate on the couch, although there is time for that sometimes, and we need to do that. It's really a command to cease our regular work on a periodic basis to begin a time of physical, mental, and spiritual renewal, including worship, to acknowledge that we're not in control. It's not our works that get the things done. It's God who's in control. He's on his throne. So this concept of rest was so vital that in the Scripture, God extended it to every 7 years, the land would rest. And then after seven sevens of the land resting, 49 years, the 50th year would be a super Sabbath year, a super rest, the year of Jubilee. In that year, all lands went back to their original tribal families. All slaves were freed. All debts were forgiven. So how does this apply to us today? Well, in this coming September is the 50th anniversary of Grace and Peace, and we're planning right now a big Jubilee, a big 50th celebration. So the elders thought, why not in the summer have a month of rest? A Sabbath month to prepare for that Jubilee, just like the 49th year was a year of rest for the land. And now, this doesn't mean that we're all going to take off, but it means we're trying to give our volunteers, our staff, our church just a little breathing room. They're still going to do their daily tasks. Our staff will be here, and we're going to try to give them a little room. We normally don't have kids club and the school of discipleship in the summer anyway. So in July, we're just going to extend that. We're going to only have nursery for the youngest age group. We're going to try to minimize how many volunteer musicians we have to come here. We're going to try to get people a time for renewal. For your prayer groups, do what would be good for you. If you think, let's just take July off, you have permission. Right? If you say, oh, let's have a fellowship meal in July, or maybe you think we need twice as many prayer groups to renew us, that's okay too. Whatever you need to do in July to give your people some time. We're going to have guest preachers during the month of July to give our pastors more time to use their time for spiritual preparation, and a sermon series will be on rest and renewal in the month of July. All right, later on in the fall when we have our retreats, we'll evaluate, see how well it went, what we liked, what we didn't like, if we maybe want to do this in future years. But for now, the month of July is a Sabbath month for Grace and Peace. We're going to try to give all of us a little time to sit back and to realize God's on his throne. He's running this church. It still goes on, even if we back off a little and take our rest.